you're condemned already. My blood is the only way of life. Now God hath declared his day of vengeance to rid the earth of Satan and religion. To salvage the obedient, burn up the wicked, and deliver the earth to his son and his blood. Oh. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, who led him that had understanding, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 66.
Completed in his plan.
severing suffering of Jesus my Lord. Revelations chapter 14. Father's name written in their foreheads, and I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. And as a voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sang, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. And the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they our virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before throne of God. And I saw another angel in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead, oh, in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without a mixture into the cup of indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever. And day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that kept the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and I heard a cried, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, and saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their words. Do you follow them? And I look and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle, and another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle, and another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great wine press
trodden without the city, and blood came out of the wine press, even unto the horse's bridle. By the space of a thousand and six hundred furlongs, ooh. Revelations Chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingle with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, stood on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are manifested. And after that I look, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open, and seven angels came out of the temple, having seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linens, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Revelations chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a new psalm and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them that worship his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of water say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink. For they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so.
Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemy the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repent did not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains. And their swords, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east may be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils. The whole world to gather them to battle that great day
of God Almighty. I behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame, and he gathereth them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the end. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thundering and lightnings, and there was a great such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake, and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the way and men blaspheme God because of the plague of of hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Revelations, chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made a drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the I saw a woman sit upon scarlet colored beast, full of names, a blasphemy, and having seven heads and ten horns, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination, and filthiness of her fornication, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman of the beast that carried her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. A beast that was and is not, and yet is. Which hath wisdom, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, and there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the
and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have won and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. And saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest were the whore, sitteth our people and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. And to you agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelations chapter 18.
after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen, and is become the inhabitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye be received not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Remembered her iniquities, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her words in the cup which hath failed fill to her double how much she hath glorified herself and lived a deliciously. So much torment. and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I said, a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plate come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. With her shall be well her and land.